KD Country 94 weather.
Looking for an insurance company that truly understands your needs? Look no further than Linton Insurance, your trusted local insurance expert. They pride themselves on delivering insurance solutions tailored just for you. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, Linton Insurance has you covered. They work closely with you to find the right coverage at the right price and are there when you need them most, guiding you through the claims process with care and efficiency. Don't leave your insurance needs to chance. Call Linton Insurance 738-5128 or visit them on North Mill in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 69. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for storms. Lows level off around 48. Highs around 57. Tomorrow, chance for storms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 52.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. You depend on your vehicle every day to get you where you need to go. The best way to keep it ready and avoid breakdowns is through proper maintenance. Whether it's oil, fluids, filters, spark plugs, belts, hoses, or brakes, we can help. Give yourself the peace of mind of knowing your vehicle is ready to go. For fast, friendly vehicle maintenance, call Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Find us just south of the courthouse or on the web at KieferBrothers.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Two top Kansas Republican Party officials are facing internal calls to resign over a viral online video showing people at a fundraiser kicking and beating a mannequin wearing a mask of President Joe Biden, underscoring the national GOP's deep divisions and problems winning over suburban voters. Mike Brown, the Kansas GOP state chair, and Maria Holliday, the leader of the party in Johnson County, distanced themselves from the display at a Friday evening fundraiser for the county party. In a Facebook post, the state GOP blamed an outside vendor who rented space at the event to promote a martial arts school. Brown said in an email Tuesday that the state party wouldn't comment further. Holliday did not respond to a text message seeking to interview. The vendor has not been named. The calls for their resignation started over the weekend with Brown's predecessor, Mike Kuckelman, a Kansas City attorney and frequent Brown critic, and quickly led to bipartisan condemnations and amid widespread news coverage. The state GOP accused Kuckelman of creating a false narrative and dividing the party. The conflict between Brown and Kuckelman reflects the split in the national GOP between former President Donald Trump's most ardent election conspiracy promoting supporters and its more establishment wing, including former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. Kuckelman supported McDaniel's reelection in 2022 while Brown wanted her out. Trump now fully controls the RNC through hand-picked leaders. The dispute is also notable because the fundraiser was in Johnson County, the state's most populous, where 20% of Kansas voters live. The county, which includes Kansas City suburbs, has become bluer since Trump's election as president in 2016. It was key to Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's victories in 2018 and 2022 and became an area where it was increasingly difficult for GOP statewide candidates to win. This disgusting visualization of violence went viral. This doesn't just go away, Kuckelman said during an interview on Tuesday. This does not help win independent and soft Republican voters. The Friday fundraiser featured 1970s rocker Ted Nugent, known for his backing of gun rights, hard right political views, and support for Trump. The mannequin with the Biden mask also wore a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, using a slogan that's become conservative code for a vulgar insult directed at the Democratic president. The incident in Kansas also came after Trump's campaign rhetoric became more violent. Last fall, he suggested that shoplifters should be immediately shot. He called his opponents lowlifes, threatened news organizations, and later told a crowd in Iowa that he wouldn't be a dictator except for day one. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins, a Wichita Republican, condemned all political violence. He said it's important for people to use good judgment at a time when elected officials in both parties have faced threats across the U.S. Last year, more than 100 Kansas legislators, including Hawkins, received threatening mail with white powder that turned out not to be dangerous. What may seem like a joke for many will be seen by some as an expansion of acceptable behavior with potentially tragic consequences, Hawkins said in a statement on Tuesday. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Downs Community Blood Drive is taking place today. From 1 to 6 p.m. at Downs Memorial Hall on Morgan Avenue there in Downs. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments are appreciated. A light lunch will be provided for all donors. Bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit, tomorrow, Thursday, March 14th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Seating is limited, and it is free to attend. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie, 738-5802. Refreshments will be provided, sponsored by Beloit Rotary Club. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 p.m. with Lenten service to fall at 6:15 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit tonight and also next Wednesday, March the 20th. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall Post 6242, 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, March 17th, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. And the Front Porch Event Center in Alton is hosting a fun evening, learning how to square dance. That will take place this Sunday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. on March the 17th. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Skillings out to Thomas. Another three from Day-Day Thomas.
That three-pointer with 14.8 seconds left by number 11 seed Cincinnati sealed a 90-85 win over 14 seed West Virginia in the first round of the Big 12 tournament yesterday at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The Bearcats move on to today's second round and face number 6 seed KU at 8:30 this evening. We'll have pregame coverage at 8 o'clock on Z96.3 The Lake. More on the Big 12 tournaments in a moment. Also, the Chiefs sign a tight end. The Royals continue in spring training and an NFL Pro Bowl running back finds a new home. All of that and more coming up on this sportscast brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. Earlier yesterday, number 12 seed Central Florida knocked off the 13 seed Oklahoma State 77-62. Central Florida will face BYU this morning at 11:30. At 2 p.m., it'll be number 8 TCU versus Oklahoma. At 6 o'clock, number 7 Texas versus number 10 K-State. And as we mentioned earlier, at 8:30 tonight, it'll be KU against Cincinnati. Big 12 Women's Tournament Championship was held last night at T-Mobile Center, and it was a 2-seed Texas handling the 4-seed Iowa State 70-53. Texas, your Women's Big 12 Tournament Champions. Turning to baseball, the Royals are now 11-7 in spring training after a 4-2 loss to the Rockies yesterday afternoon. Projected ace Cole Reagans made his second start of the spring, going 3 2/3. 6 hits was allowed, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, 2 Ks, and gave up a homer. Had 42 strikes on his 59 pitches. Royals face the Angels today at 3:05 with Daniel Lynch getting the start for KC. The Kansas City Chiefs are signing tight end Irv Smith Jr. The tight end marks the club's first outside signing of the free agent negotiating period that carries along until Wednesday. Smith, 25 years of age, entered the league as a second-round pick out of Alabama, made by the Minnesota Vikings in the second round of the 2019 NFL Draft. After 4 years with the Vikings, that included a season out of football in 2021 due to a torn meniscus, the 6'2", 240-pound tight end spent the 2023 campaign with the Bengals. Smith joins the Chiefs tight end room led by Travis Kelce and one that includes Noah Gray. When the new league year begins this afternoon, Blake Bell will be eligible to sign elsewhere. Smith's best season came in 2020 before the injury when he caught 30 passes for 265 yards and 5 touchdowns. In 12 games for the Bengals last year, he had 18 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes will restructure his contract, creating $21.6 million of salary cap space for the Chiefs as they look to win their third straight Super Bowl. Mahomes is scheduled to count more than $58 million against the cap before the restructure. Mahomes, who is 28, is signed through the 2031 season at a total cost of almost $500 million. Mahomes restructured his contract before the 2021 season as well. He signed a revised contract last year that moved up some money he was scheduled to receive in later years of the deal. The Chiefs recently made cornerback Legarius Sneed their franchise player at a cost of almost $20 million against their cap. They also signed defensive tackle Chris Jones to a new contract, though he will count only $7.35 million against their cap this year. Most notable free agent news from Tuesday, the Baltimore Ravens have finally secured Derrick Henry. The 30-year-old running back gets $16 million, though he can earn a maximum of $20 million over the two-year deal due to incentives. The contract includes $9 million fully guaranteed in 2024, keeping the Pro Bowler one of the highest-paid running backs in the National Football League. So Henry leaves the Titans and joins the Baltimore Ravens. That's been a look at sports here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake. As always, brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Wade Gershner.